One, changing gravity, especially in microgravity, affects a lot of parameters on the human body, heart rate, and length of sleep for sure. This morning I was doing exercise and I was watching how my heart rate was slower than on the ground. It actually depends, and also the length of sleep. I sleep a little bit less here in space, but maybe just because you're doing so many interesting things. Over. Well, the journey to Mars will take a lot of we need to do and discover and understand many more things before we can go to Mars. And space station is actually a very good platform that allow us to understand what happens to people when they stay in space for a long time, and how we have to behave both from a physical and psychological point of view to make sure that we can afford this journey. Over. Not. It works in the same way. The only difference is that on the ground you have the capability of generating electricity with the big power stations, and here on the space station instead we have to rely on our solar panels. We have huge solar panels outside the station that collect energy from the sun so that we can use it as electricity. Over. Interesting question, and of course in the past year we have generated a lot of debris in space, which is a norm. We were doing this, and now we understand the problem, and there are many plans to try to reduce the debris that are in space already, and for sure a lot of plans that we don't generate anymore. Over. This is very interesting. We do not, the space station actually flies by itself. It was launched in space and it keeps going and going and going. There is no need to do anything. We have the capability of turning it around so that we can change what we are looking. And also it can be remotely controlled from the station, from the Earth, from the mission control on Earth. But in general, it does everything by itself, and we are just inside working. Over. Yes, we should be able to see it. In fact, we have good plans to have our nose on the window, because it's expected that we will pass over the U.S. while the eclipse will be in place. And during this pass, I'm pretty sure we'll all be at the windows with cameras looking to it. I'm really curious and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Over. Well, it's very, very interesting. You're actually flying. It's like you were flying. You don't feel anymore any weight. And essentially, I feel like I am Spider-Man or Superman, flying around from one place to the other, changing constantly the place of reference. It's really, really interesting. Over. Yes, I would say that we dream in the same way we dream, I dream the same way I dream on Earth, same thing. So yes, I do have dreams, and after waking up I feel still rested usually. The interesting thing is that for the first few moments, as soon as I open the eyes, I really feel I'm upside down with my head down, and this is the effect of being on microgravity. Over. many experiments that we do on a space station that are extremely interesting and surprising. One of the most surprising to me was an experiment to do with water, because water behaves totally, completely different than on the ground. And for me, this was a discovery. Over. Well, generally speak, either English or Russian, mostly English and Russian, but sometimes when we talk to the control center or to the experimenters around the world, you can hear a little bit of Japanese, a little bit of Italian, French, German, but normally it's English or Russian. Over. No, we don't have bad microbes here or viruses, and so generally we don't get sick. You can have a little bit of headache because sometimes the air, it's not as pure as on Earth, but besides that, everything else is fine. Over. Well, my best experience is just the capability of looking down at the window and see the Earth and floating around in microgravity. This is really incredible. Over. I am an engineer, and I'm an aerospace engineer, but it's not necessarily to study aerospace engineering. In fact, with me, we have scientists, we have pilots, we have medical doctors, we have many, many disciplines. In principle, I don't think you need a special thing, as long as it's technical. Anyhow, I am an engineer. Over. But not all the choices that we have on Earth. Atmosphere.